countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from ABR. The ABR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Well,
We're here to empower you here on Herb Talk Live. We're so glad you're here on American Voice Radio with us. Welcome to the show. We are going to be talking about, at the request of a listener, pulmonary disease and tuberculosis. We're going to talk about that. And also we're going to talk about cancer. Yeah, that's on our list tonight. We got some things to discuss. And we have a quack report, but before we get to that, I want to remind everybody, coming up on the 15th, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley. So a week from tonight, Dr. Carley is going to be here. And then on Thursday, the 17th, we're going to be talking with David Foreman. He's a retired pharmacist, but he's going to be talking with us about some natural antibiotics. So we're going to be talking with David then. And if you get an opportunity this weekend on GCN, I'll be talking bright and early at 7 a.m. Eastern Time with Dr. Carley on the 12th. And then Ty Bollinger is going to be my guest on 26th. So if you're up early, join us there on GCN. And before we do the quack report, big salute and semper fi to our military, looking out for them in prayer as well as all of America. I don't know about you, but here in the state of North Carolina, they've been voting on, the liberal agendas, changing the definition of what marriage is. So they were kind of rewriting it all. So we got to lift this nation up in prayer because we got nonsense like that going around. So don't forget to hit the knees and mind the time. Seek the Lord's face. Time grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Well, the FDA proposes, let's just forget doctors and scripts, prescriptions. Let's just let the consumer go buy their drugs over the counter. That's right. The FDA apparently thinks, individuals should not be able to completely self-medicate by themselves without a prescription, without a doctor's intervention. And they have these recently proposed new guidelines that would make it easier for patients to access some of these prescription drugs without seeing their doctor. Yeah, this was a report in the Washington Times. They reported that a new 4-page proposal made by the FDA is suggesting that the cholesterol statin drugs, the diabetic drugs, the asthma drugs, among others, to be available over-the-counter to patients without a prescription. And what is the reason for this? Well, according to the agency, too many patients aren't getting their prescriptions filled. And the drug industry is losing profits because many patients simply are not participating in the drug culture. And, well, that's interesting. Well, moving along, what else? We have vegan diet. Speaking of, heart disease drugs, statin drugs, they say a vegan diet will relieve inflammation disease and reduce your risk of heart disease. This is a study that followed two groups of participants for a whole year, and they measured their cholesterol, their LDL, low-density lipoprotein, and their oxidized LDL, referred to as the bad cholesterol. And one group maintained this gluten-free and vegan diet, and the other one just had a regular balanced diet, and the levels were tested at regular intervals. So the results indicate that the gluten-free vegan diet successfully resulted in lower levels of bad cholesterol where the individuals were in the other control group. They experienced no change whatsoever. So those on the vegan diets experienced a surge in the anti-phosphocholine antibodies, which help reduce inflammation and risk of heart disease. So just change the lifestyle and you got it all taken care of, right? What else we have in the quack report? Federal government's charging more than 100 individuals, including doctors and nurses and other healthcare professionals, in the biggest Medicare fraud sweep ever, almost $500,000. Yeah, the government-run healthcare programs, your Medicare and Medicaid, kind of rot with fraud. And the fact that once again, and this is apparent in the latest string of busts that are carried out by the U.S. Department of Justice, that 107 individuals, many of them were doctors and nurses, medical staff employees, were recently arrested, charged with roughly $452 million worth of Medicare fraud. So the individuals were located all over the U.S., and they submitted phony claims to Medicare for services that weren't administered. They laundered money. They accepted kickbacks, among other things. And according to Assistant Attorney General Lanny Brewer of the Department of Justice Criminal Division, he says this,
These fraud schemes were committed by people up and down the chain of healthcare providers, from doctors, nurses, licensed clinical social workers, office managers, and even patient recruiters. So, what else we have in the Quack Report? Let's see, vaccine bombshell. Oh, here we go. We're going to talk to Dr. Carly about this next week. If vaccines play absolutely no role in the development of childhood autism, there's a claim made by medical authorities today. They say, it has nothing to do with it. Some of the most popular vaccines were administered also to children and caused autism also in animal primates. Yeah, this is a new study, University of Pittsburgh. What they did is they took the vaccine schedule from the 1990s. They took appropriate doses for the size of the monkeys and the apes, and they gave them their vaccines, and guess what? The control group that got the vaccines got autism. The other monkeys did not. Interesting. They gave them the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine, and they gave them several vaccines that contain thermosol, the mercury-based compound, which is in your, you know, flu influenza shots still. So this research tends to underscore the critical need for more investigation into immunizations, mercury, and alterations seen in autistic children, according to Lynn Redwood, director of Safe Minds, a public safety group. So the apes got autism. What else? Powdered coffee creamer. Any of you out there using that stuff? Well, guess what? Millions of Americans do. They add this powdered coffee creamer to their morning cups of coffee, and they think it's going to be, you know, healthier than the real cream. Well, little do you know, the coffee creamer products contain no actual cream and no food, for that matter. The powdered creamers, when they first came out in the 50s, they used to contain real dehydrated cream and sugar, which made them convenient. It was a non-perishable source of cream for your coffee. But over time, the manufacturers started to phase out that cream, and they replaced it with things like processed vegetable oils, stabilizers, chemical sweeteners, and other additives that are less expensive and easily dissolve in your hot coffee. So today, the average canister of your creamer contains not one trace of actual food. No, not in the technical sense. For instance, your Coffee Mate brand, original power flavor contains corn syrup, solids, hydrogenated vegetable oils, and a handful of stabilizers, emulsifying, and flavoring chemicals. Uh-huh. No cream whatsoever in there. Actually, some countries, because there's no real food in them, they are not allowed to call them creamers. They have to call them whiteners. Yeah, and if you lost your gallbladder, there's no way in the world you can add that to your coffee. Last but not least in the Quack Report, Iceland is forgiving mortgage debt. Did you hear about that? To save their economy? Yeah, U.S. banks and lawmakers, you know, they don't even want to think about this. But apparently Iceland's economy has grown by leaps and bounds since the government there implemented a widespread debt forgiveness for their citizens. Wow, that is crazy. So Iceland banks forgave loans equaling 13% of the country's annual gross domestic product. 25% of Iceland's population got their mortgage forgiven. Isn't that great? I think up to $150,000. I think that's what it was. And also, can't forget this, fast food diets increase your risk of depression by 50%. That's right, providing more evidence that scientists have found that if you eat fast food, it increases your risk of depression by 50%. So that, well, you are what you eat. And scientists at the University of Las Palmas de Gran Canaria and the University of Grandia published the Public Health Nutrition Journal determined that your commercial baked goods, donuts, croissants, cakes, fast food hamburgers, hot dogs, and pizza, 51% increase in incidence of depression if you eat those foods on a regular basis. So, don't. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Thanks, Frank. Okay, well, at the request of a listener, we are going to be talking about pulmonary disease, tuberculosis, Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, what? Tuberculosis, that doesn't even exist anymore. Well, it does. It does. So we're going to talk about that. Now, tuberculosis, it's a microbacteria, and it causes problems for the pulmonary system. And in particular, it is the cause of tuberculosis or TB. Now, who discovered tuberculosis? Well, in 1882, Dr. Robert Koch discovered the bacillus microbacteria of TB, and he helped to develop the screening test for the disease. He received the Nobel Prize for his work in 1905. Later, it was discovered that there was this link between infected cow's milk and TB. So the antibiotic streptomycin for TB was not developed until 1946. And the most common target for tuberculosis is your lungs. About 90% of the cases, it affects the lungs. But it can attack other areas of the human body, such as your central nervous system, and they call that tuberculosis meningitis, or your lymphatic system, urinary system, bones and joints, and they call that Pott's disease. So it's highly contagious. It's a highly contagious pathogen, which is spread when an infected person sneezes or coughs, spreading bodily fluids such as saliva through the air. Now, statistically, we're told that 1 in 10 infections go from latent to active disease and will kill approximately 50% of those that are infected. So in the old days, TB was called consumption. Remember that? It was a name given to the disease because there was significant weight loss. The patient would lose a lot of weight. So TB is the second most common cause of death from an infectious disease after HIV and AIDS. Bet you didn't know that. Well, what are the symptoms and treatment for tuberculosis? Well, the symptoms of TB are pretty much unmistakable. You get this chest pain, and you get a chronic cough, and the cough can produce some blood-tinged sputum or phlegm. You'll have a fever and some night sweats, fatigue, loss of appetite, and weight loss. So TB will scar the upper lobes of the lungs, and medical doctors will determine their diagnosis through tests of bodily fluid like your saliva and blood, chest x-ray, and a skin test. So when it's confirmed, the patient usually is given multiple antibiotics for a very long period of time, which indicates treating TB is difficult. So the problem is that tuberculosis bacteria, it's become drug resistant, and hospitals have been seeing an increase in these cases called multiple drug resistant tuberculosis, or MDR-TB. So the drug-resistant TB, which is resistant to all current drugs, started to surface in 2003 in Italy, but it was not widely reported until 2012, this year. So this is an interesting thing, since most people are inoculated with TB vaccine. We are. So when someone is diagnosed with TB, family members are also screened and possibly treated. Any individual that has been in close contact is also screened. And about 25% of the TB cases, well, the patient will have no symptoms. They'll be asymptomatic. So they have an occasional cough, and in rare cases, an infection can attack the pulmonary artery, causing a hemorrhage, and that's called Rasmussen's aneurysm. Well, here's some more statistics for you. You know, worldwide, it's estimated that one person every second gets infected with tuberculosis. And in 2007, there were about 13.7 million active and chronic cases of TB globally. In 2010, the numbers decreased to about 8.8 million new cases of TB and about 1.5 million deaths. Most of those deaths involved the developing countries. Now, according to health authorities, the distribution of TB is not uniform across the world, and about 80% of the population in Asia and Africa, they test positive for TB. So it's estimated that about 5 to 10% of the U.S. population is going to test positive. Other diseases can make us vulnerable to TB, such as if you have an autoimmune disease like HIV or AIDS. And in 1995, in America, the chance of death from TB was about 8%. And then in 2008, it went to 4%. worldwide, the countries with few cases of TB are going to be China. They had an 80% decline in their TB cases, and the United States has a 90% decline, and Brazil has a 62% decline. Now, the countries with the highest TB rates of infection are Africa, India, Swaziland, Portugal, and Spain. In Europe, during the 16 to 1800s, tuberculosis accounted for about 25% of death. So the British Museum has determined that some of their Egyptian mummies showed signs of having tuberculosis in their spines. Interesting. So a little bit more about TB. Science tells us that TB microbacterium divides every 16 to 20 hours, which is considered a slow rate for bacteria. Bacteria normally divides every hour. So the outer membrane of the tuberculosis bacteria is a lipid bilayer called the gram-positive bacteria, and this is why tests which confirm TB will say gram-positive. So the infection can withstand weak disinfectants and can survive in a dry state for weeks, but it must have a host to grow and spread, but it can be cultured in a lab. So the common cause for TB is overcrowding and malnutrition, and it's prevalent in poverty-stricken areas. So if you smoke, you have a 2 to 4 times greater risk of getting tuberculosis infection, and certain occupations may also make you more vulnerable, such as if you're a stone cutter, a miner, sandblaster, construction workers using a pneumatic hammer drill, and you breathe in the silica dust. Alcoholics and diabetics also have a threefold increased risk of developing TB, and some medications can predispose us to a greater risk of getting this disease, such as the corticosteroids and tumor and autoimmune drug type of drugs for antibodies. So if you become exposed to TB, there's about a 2 to 4 week period before you are infectious and you are transmitting the disease to others. So what did the ancients do when they got TB? Because, you know, since the ancient Egyptians had TB, what did they do to combat tuberculosis? So they used a variety of herbs to assist the pulmonary and the immune system, and the herbs used for chest congestion, emphysema, bronchitis, pneumonia, and asthma can also be used for your tuberculosis. The herbs are going to strengthen the respiratory system while promoting a discharge of the mucus secretion. So the ancients would use herb teas, which we can also use and layer with even stronger herbal tinctures. So if you're using an herb tea, you would have to drink 3 to 5 cups a day. And if using tinctures, you would use 1/2 to 1 teaspoon and layer that with the tea several times a day. That will really whack it, knock it out. Now, tinctures you can layer, the tinctures you can layer with are your lobelia, mullein, marshmallow root, slippery elm inner bark, your echinacea roots, your ginseng, astragalus root, parta arco inner bark, and garlic, also known as Russian penicillin. Now, in many cases, you can find herbal tinctures which combine a majority of these herbs. And the ancients also used hyssop. It's an evergreen shrub. It relieves the pain associated with sickness and assists the filtering organs to get rid of toxins. It also empties the lungs of mucus, much like lobelia. So the added benefits are that it helps to balance your blood pressure and increase your circulation. Now remember, blood brings healing. And the ancients made hyssop into a tea, and it was administered every hour. So when you're using a tincture, less fluid is consumed, and so you can use 1/2 to 1 full teaspoon as your dose each hour if you'd like. So that's what you can do. A lot of people wonder what they would do, you know, in hard times if you know there's a spread of disease. Well, the folks at Apothecary Herbs have many of these herbs we just mentioned for illnesses such as TB. You can look up their pneumonia kit or their pandemic kit. They have a digestion kit and, of course, a power herb kit, which contain many of the herbal formulas that you may need. And also their all-in-one formulas are very good. You can layer that with their mullein, marshmallow root, slippery elm, and even their immune booster and ginseng formulas. You can give Apothecary Herbs a call to request their free product catalog and see how powerful you can be. The number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's toll-free 24/7 number, 866-229-3663. But if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277 for the international line, or visit their website, the 3ws.thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And right now they have a Mother's Day special, so you can tap into that. There's a discount coupon right there on the homepage. You can cut and paste that into the shopping cart, and you'll save 15% through the 14th of May. Or if you don't want to use the Internet, you can actually just mention the discount if you want to call in an order. So Mother's Day special, MOMDAY12 is the discount code. MOMDAY12 will get you 15% off on your products at Apothecary Herbs. Also, I need to mention two of their new products. They have the Liver Detox Tea and the new Liver and Gallbladder Tincture, both with the dandelion root for more cancer protection. So you can check that out, layer that. It's an alternative cleanse. If you don't want to do the liver gallbladder flush, you can use those products. Of course, if you're not sure what products you may need, you can always pick up the phone and call, or you can email me, wwilson@thepowerherbs.com, and we can help you figure all that good stuff out. That's right. I know we're going to be coming up to a break, and we are going to be talking about cancer for the second part of the show, but I do want to remind everybody, next week on the 15th, don't forget, Dr. Carley's going to be here, and then on the 17th, David Foreman, he is a retired pharmacist, and we're going to chat about natural antibiotics, so I hope you can join us then. And hopefully, if you have a health topic, if you have a health topic you want me to cover on the show, don't be shy. Like the pulmonary TB topic, we will work it in and make sure you get the information you're looking for. If not, let me know. Feedback is important. Feedback is definitely important. And of course, if you got some inoculation questions for Dr. Carley, you can always email. You can email me, wwilson@thepowerherbs.com. I can ask for you, or you can always call into the show. Okay, we're gonna talk about cancer, and we're gonna talk about being smarter when it comes to cancer. It's important that we empower ourselves. If you recall recently, Ty Bollinger was here on the show with us, and he is the author of the book Cancer: Step Outside the Box. And if you missed the show, go back to the archives. It was April 19th that he was here with us, and I've never seen in one book, you know, so much information about the truth about the cancer industry, the treatments, and even your options, you know. So this is really going to cut to the chase for a lot of people who are researching their options if they do have cancer or for a family member. So Ty Bollinger's book is excellent. We got to take a break, but on the other side, we're going to talk about cancer. Stay tuned.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at the3ws.thepowerherbs.com.
don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Okay, this one's for Gabby.
Here on Herb Talk Live, I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we are going to be talking about cancer. And like I said, if you missed the show I did with Ty Bollinger, you can go back to the archives on American Voice and Herb Talk, and on thepowerherbs.com, they have it there too. And you can look it up by date and topic. And but do get Ty's book. It's an excellent, handy book to have for whatever reason. It's lots of research went into that. His heart and soul went into that book. Ty's family members have been affected by that disease, so he did an excellent job. And like I said, it's kind of like the one-stop grocery store shop list cancer solution. So check it out. Cancer, Step Outside the Box, Ty Bollinger. And I'll be talking with him coming up on the 26th on GCN at 7 in the morning Eastern Time. Okay, well, let's jump into this. You know, according to the American Cancer Society, cancer.org, they say this: we save lives. That's what they say. They produced a report based on the results of their 2011 epidemiology survey on cancer facts for the United States, and they covered statistics, they said, from 1995 to 2007. Now, they gathered more recent data also from the North American Association of Central Cancer Registries, which is believed to cover about 95% of the U.S. population. So according to their report, we had 571,950 deaths to cancer in 2011. That's from various types of cancer. And then in 2008, going back, we lost 565,650 people to cancer. So the rates really aren't going down like they say. They're going up. And the American Cancer Society, they say this: we save lives and create more birthdays by helping you stay well, helping you get well, by finding cures, and by fighting back. Do you believe that? Well, let's look at some of these very unfriendly statistics for just a minute, because cancer seems to be the number one disease killer in America. The cancer industry says 1 in 4 Americans is diagnosed with the disease, and 1,500 die daily. But according to global stats, cancer affects 7.3 million. So these folks, they're living with cancer because the majority, they're addressing the disease with allopathic forms of treatment. Now, the CDC and the National Cancer Institute also published a report on cancer in 2011 in which they claim 1 in 20 adults in the United States is a cancer survivor. So according to this report, in just 6 short years, the rate of those surviving their cancer rose by 20%. Which report to believe? And how come global stats say 7.3 million with cancer and the CDC says America has 11.7 million cancer survivors? What gives? The math doesn't work out here. Well, let's look at the diagnosis. Because doctors know that when patients hear that they have cancer, this, it has the destructive effect of a death sentence when they hear that diagnosis. So after being diagnosed, on average, we're told 65% of cancer patients live about 5 years, 40% live 10 years, and 10% live 25 years. So there are over 1,400 accredited cancer treatment centers across America. And what makes them accredited? Well, they have the stamp of approval of the Commission on Cancer of the American College of Surgeons. So how do they get the accreditation? Well, they agree to give the very best diagnosis and cancer treatment complying with the established AMA, FDA-approved cancer treatments. And the National Cancer Institute, the NCI, has been studying cancer for eons, just forever. And they claim to have a very broad-based, coordinated, and interdisciplinary program in cancer research. However, according to the Cancer Prevention Coalition, the NCI has been manipulating cancer statistics, showing a decline in cancer rates and an increase in survival rates. Now, the NCI apparently accredited this victory over cancer in part to patients living healthier lifestyles and who quit smoking, and of course to improved medical detection and treatments. But you know, lies do not become us. So let's get down to some real info on the cancer. You know, I want to see, you know, cancer wreaks havoc. You know, so let's get some real info on the havoc cancer can cause. Because according to the Cancer Prevention Coalition and at the University of Illinois at Chicago School of Public Health, the mortality rates on cancer have not been reversed 20% like we are being told. A slight dip has been traced to fewer people that are smoking and getting lung cancer, so those stats have declined slightly in one area. There has been no advance suggesting that allopathic cancer treatments are accredited to this slight improvement in lung cancer rates. So what are the real stats on cancer? Well, the coalition revealed that they are not declining rates, but rising rates, regarding cancer. Cancer has reached an epidemic level with one in two men, that's 44%, and one in three women, that's 39%, will get cancer. The coalition went on to state that the increase in cancer cases in the United States means that we have a whopping 56% more cancer where men are concerned and 22% more cancer where women are concerned within just one generation. That's astounding. So, and this makes really total sense. Because if it didn't, we wouldn't have the need for more than 1,400 cancer treatment centers across the U.S., would we? So while the public's being told that we are beating the cancer epidemic, the NCI and the American Cancer Society state that they expect cancer rates to increase due to longer life expectancy. But people forget that in May 2002, the NCI and the American Cancer Society broke from their usual mantra about beating the odds to admit that we're not winning the war on cancer. And in their annual report to the nation, they stated the cancer rates were out of control and they expected them to double by 2050. So that report excluded the rising cancer rates in kids. Yep. So the Cancer Prevention Coalition dug up information on cancer cases from 1973 to 1999 to track a 26-year period and compared it to the current data. So the overall numbers regarding cancer were adjusted to reflect the aging population, and it still showed a 24% increase in cancer overall. So what is really shocking is the lung cancer stats, which we've been told there is a decline. Well, there's a decline, they say, by as much as 30%, we're being told, but it's not true. The real numbers showed that in men, lung cancer declined by 6%, but increased in women by 143%. Now, so this can explain one reason why the cancer industry has a two-year delay in reporting cancer statistics. And when they do come out, they are reported as downwardly biased cancer trends. Yep. So let's talk about these types of cancers that are on the top of the heap. The average age for adult men and women to get a diagnosis for cancer is 67, and the average age in children is 6, age 6. So the adult cancers, the malignant melanomas up 156%. The liver cancer up 104%. The non-Hodgkin's lymphoma up 87%. The thyroid cancer up 71%. Testy cancer up 67%. Postmenopausal breast cancer up 54%. Brain cancer up 28%. And myeloid leukemia up 16%. Now for the childhood cancers overall, they've gone up about 26% in the areas of chronic leukemia, which is 62% increase, brain cancer 50% increase, bone and joint cancer 40% increase, and kidney cancer 14% increase. You know, and I have this analogy I want to share with you. It's an analogy between cancer, the cancer industry, and ants. Okay? Yeah, I said ants, little bugs, you know, come to your picnic uninvited. Because I have this analogy where the medical profession in cancer is like ants and fungus, basically. When an ant encounters and is infected with fungus, the fungus takes over the ant's brain and makes the ant go back to that very area where it contracted the fungus. And the ant dies, and the fungus uses the dead ant's body to create more fungus. And this is kind of symbolic of the cancer-causing vaccines that doctors give us. And like ants, we go back to the doctors for cancer treatments and die. And the money spent on cancer treatments continues to fund the cancer machine. We got to break that pattern. We do. When something doesn't work, it's an indication to do something different. And unfortunately, cancer patients, like the ants, help the cancer industry grow and prosper. After all, what would America do if it didn't have walks for the cure? So if cancer concerns you, I recommend reading Ty Bollinger's book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. And I've, like I said, I've not seen an accumulation of truthful information on cancer, the cancer industry itself, and the various options to actually cure cancer in one publication. And it's all there in Ty's book. Awesome book. I highly recommend it. So you can check out Ty's information. He does have a website, cancertruth.net, if you want to go there. Like I said, I'm going to be talking with Ty on the 26th on GCN at 7 in the morning. It's Saturday, bright and early. So I hope you can join us then. But, you know, I guess the moral of the story is don't act like ants, you know. Although ants are interesting, and for their size, they can do amazing things, such as if a man could run as fast as an ant, he would run as fast as a racehorse. Ants can lift 20 times their own body weight. And an ant's brain has about 250,000 brain cells, and a human brain has 10,000. However, when it comes to cancer, the only way we want to resemble the ant is lifting the heavy weight of cancer off to be fully restored, because that's a cure. You want a restoration. You want to be put back to health. Okay, that's what a cure is. No more cancer. That's what it is. Not a remission. That isn't a cancer. That's just symptoms go away for a while. So there are many natural therapies available that can assist the human body in resolving cancer, and these will be scientifically unproven ways, of course, to reverse cancer. But you can use more than just one, and you can layer them. For instance, biochemist Cimmerian Pendy at Windsor University in Windsor, Canada, was skeptical that dandelion root would help, you know, cure cancer, after Dr. Caroline Hamm noticed that her cancer patients got better when they drank dandelion tea. So what Pendy found in the lab was dandelion root makes all cancer cells that she tested commit suicide and left all the healthy tissue, all those healthy cells alone. So it's very targeted. Dandelion root has something in it that targets only cancer cells and kills the cancer, and that's it. Of course, you know, your chemotherapy doesn't do that. Now, of course, pharmaceutical companies, they want to make a cancer drug out of dandelion root. But you know what? I highly doubt they're going to be able to steal God's copyright. Doubt it. Mm-hmm. Well, there's prevention, and it's important to have that. Prevention's important. It's always less work and less painful than having to deal with a health issue like cancer. So, you know, I'm a true believer that cleansing the system and eating organic foods and getting regular exercise is a broad-spectrum way to avoid many health problems. Now, if I had cancer, I would still cleanse and nourish and layer in the natural therapies to improve the immune system, circulation, and invite cancer to leave, because cancer cannot survive in a clean and healthy host. Now, if you'd like more information on some of those natural therapies, you can get Ty Bollinger's book. You can also get the Power Herbs ebook, which shows you a combination of therapies that you can use for just about everything. And if you want to look at the Power Herbs ebook, it's at thepowerherbs.com, just $14.99. Now, Apothecary Herbs also has dandelion root along with other anti-cancer herbs in their liver detox tea, their liver and gallbladder tincture, their kidney and bladder cleanse kit, and, of course, the Body Foundation food mix. So you'll be amazed how the body responds to nutrition that it can use to defend itself. And you'll also find many immune-boosting formulas for extra protection or to speed recovery as well there. So you can give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call, and you can inquire about their organ cleansing packages, their herb kits, their super nutrition food, to give you a real fighting chance against a deadly disease. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or check it out online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And, of course, you can save up to 15% on your order now through the 14th. There is a discount coupon there on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com. And it's Mom Day 12. Just put that in the shopping cart, or you can mention it if you want to phone in your order and receive the 15% off. And you'll be amazed at how powerful you can be with God's good herbs. And we got a few minutes, so I want to just kind of revisit the topic of organ cleansing, okay? Why you do it, when you do it, where you mess up when you do it, so that you can kind of get a feel for what's involved with organ cleansing, what you can expect, and what you can accomplish. Basically, I look at it as a protection shield when you cleanse the toxins out of the system. Because when you get a toxin accumulation, this is where you give disease an invitation. So we don't want to do that. So you want to make sure you're eating well, you know, healthy organic foods, you're exercising on a regular basis, and you're getting the toxins, the free flow of toxins out of the system. You don't want waste materials to build up and make your blood sick and dirty and then clogging your kidneys and your liver and your gallbladder and all kinds of things. Inflammation can crop up, a whole slew of things. So it's a nice prevention plan. Most people cleanse twice a year. That's pretty much the majority of people fit it in, but you can cleanse as much as once a quarter. So every 3 months, if you want, you can do your system organ cleanses. You always want to cleanse in reverse of how the system detoxifies. So if the blood is filtering toxins through the liver, and then it goes to the gallbladder, and then to the bowel and urinary to leave you, then you want to cleanse the bowel and urinary first. Start with the bowel. Do your bowel cleanse, then move to the urinary, and then you can go to the liver and gallbladder, and the blood system is always going to be last. And this is going to be an incredible, incredible thing to relieve stress and burden off the filtering organs, for one thing. Restore some energy once they're clean and they're not overburdened. Also, you know, just cleanses and sweeps the system of pathogens, which can corrupt your DNA, your mitochondria, that can, you know, give cancer an entryway into your cells. So we want to prevent a lot of those things. So if you want to ask, why should I do organ cleansing every 3 months or twice a year? Well, here's the reason. The liver and the gallbladder filter blood toxins more efficiently when you cleanse. Your immune system will work more efficiently once you've gotten the toxins out of the system. Your organs will regenerate and protect your body more. Organ health is going to be important, so regeneration is a process that they have built into them, so you want to protect that. Also, you'll prevent disease, or you'll actually cure disease. I'm not supposed to say that, but I know this. And provide more energy, like I said, enhance your longevity and improve your quality of life overall. So if you've got aches and pains, sciatica, backaches, you name it, you know, your cleanses are going to alleviate a lot of those things, and you'll be amazed at it. You really shall be amazed. So bowel cleansing, not going to be a problem. You can still do it and do your normal routine. It's not going to make you stay close to a restroom. It's not going to be like that. It's gentle and effective. So you can just work it into your normal routine. You just got to remember to do your cleanse at a certain time. You can set your watch to remind you. All the cleanses are very easy to administer and do even while at work. So just a little planning ahead, and take the formulas you need and the juice that you want to add it to in a thermos, and you've got it all taken care of for the day. Just set your watch to remind you if you're in a meeting or if you're in the middle of something, finish what you're doing and then go do it. So there is flexibility and wiggle room. It's not, you know, all, you know, carved in stone. So herbs and the cleanse is very flexible, and you can work with them. So you can work through the system cleanses in about a month, 2 months, maybe 3 months if you want to take a little extra time. You can do some cleanses and then take a little break, let the body continue to dump toxins. It's a good idea your first time around to give yourself a 2-week break in between your bowel cleanse and urinary, and then your urinary to liver and so forth. So you can give yourself time to dump and purge more toxins that way. So you can move through your system cleanses in just a short time, a few months, and for not that much money, you know, a couple $100 and you're done. What a health care plan, a natural one, and it's going to give you rewards in the long run like you've never ever thought of. So check it out, get empowered, get a free product catalog, and you'll see how to do the cleanses in order in the powerherbs.com. They have the download of the product catalog there if you want to just download it, and you can see the steps on the cleanses and your options. You can do upgraded cleanses, you can see, you know, what it is that you can work with and select the one that works for you. If you're not sure, let me know. Give me a call at 866-229-3663 during the week, and I will definitely try to help you figure out which cleanse would better suit you. Not everybody is the same. Everybody has different tolerance levels, so we can answer your questions over the phone or through email. You can email me, wwilson@thepowerherbs.com, and we can try to answer your questions that way. And speaking of questions, if you've got any questions for Dr. Rebecca Carley, she'll be talking with us on, of course, vaccines, her favorite topic, of course. So we're going to chat with her on the 15th. You can email questions or call into the show if you have any questions for Dr. Carley. You can visit the links page at thepowerherbs.com and click on her banner to get on over to her website. And then, of course, David Foreman, he's going to be interesting. He's a retired pharmacist. I want to know what he knows about natural antibiotics. And I want to know, you know, how it was as a pharmacist giving out all those toxic antibiotics. How, if he knew about the natural ones, you know, there was kind of like, you know, a conflict there for him. I'm going to ask him. Also, Ty Bollinger, if you want to know about cancer, he's going to be my guest on GCN on the 26th. And, of course, Dr. Carley being my guest on the 12th. So we've got a full calendar of guests and topics to talk about. But if you have a topic you want me to cover, let me know. Drop me a line. Send me an email off the powerherbs.com website or give me a call at Apothecary Herbs Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and I will try to work that into the show. And that's always a delight. Let us know how we're doing. Feedback's important. But do get your free product catalog and look at the immune boosting line, the organ cleansing line, the nourishing line. Cleanse and nourish, build the immune system, and you know what? You got most things whooped. You know, immune system is one of the main reasons people do get cancer. So you want to build up that immune system and keep those cancer cells in check. And there's a way to do that. You can get that immune system out of the wheelchair. Get it up and running. Even during the summer, you can work on that. Get it all tough and ready for the winter flu. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com, or call toll-free for a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. 0277, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Not Obamacare, not Medicare, not the copays you're paying. I mean, not for preventative healthcare anyway. Not for that. So do get your free product catalog and empower yourself. And it's a learning curve, but you'll get started. You'll roll up your sleeves. It'll be natural after a while. You'll see. Hey, I got to go, but next up is Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.